Hello, everyone. Welcome to English for You. I'm Christopher.
And I'm Jeffrey. And today is an introduction to 401ks. Now, we got a little preview in part one of the TOEIC lesson. We heard about two benefits of 401k plans. Now, the first benefit was saving on taxes, which always sounds nice to pay less in taxes. And the second benefit was having your employer, the company you work for, basically match the money that you invest in your future. If you pay $50, they will also pay $50 to your 401k account.
Yeah, I think that's a fantastic benefit. But I would like to learn more about 401ks and their benefits. So how about we check out today's article?
Yes, that's exactly what we're going to do.
Reading.
An introduction to 401ks. For most workers, retirement is a major concern. At some point, everyone becomes too old to work. And we'll need to rely on our savings to pay the bills. Since 1982, many Americans have used a special investment plan, the 401k, to ensure they can support themselves after they stop working. Workers who choose to participate will have money deducted from each paycheck and put directly in their 401k account. Their employers will also contribute some money as well. The funds in 401k accounts are then invested in stocks, bonds, and money markets. A major benefit of 401ks is that the money deposited isn't taxed until it's withdrawn. Although 401ks are a great investment vehicle, there is one thing to keep in mind. Once money is invested in a 401k, you can't withdraw it until retirement age without paying a financial penalty. So be sure you keep enough funds in your checking and savings account to handle necessary expenses before contributing to your 401k. In the end, if used wisely, 401ks can help ensure that your golden years will be comfortable and prosperous.
Okay, so the title of today's article, An Introduction to 401ks. For most workers, retirement is a major concern. Yes, it is. Like when you are working, you want to know when you can stop working and just kind of live at home or travel around the world. So retirement is a major concern for most people.
Well, one reason why it might be concerning or something people are concerned about is because they want to be sure that they have enough money when they retire. Because it's not a very fun thing to talk about, but when you get older, your medical bills can become quite expensive. And you'll have to pay those bills, and you won't be working anymore. And so that's the problem with figuring out whether you will have enough money for retirement. Because otherwise, it's a major burden for your family.
That's right. At some point, everyone becomes too old to work, as Jeffrey said, and we'll need to rely on our savings to pay the bills. Now, a savings is the money saved in an account. It's an amount of money that you have set aside for purposes, and it can be, in this case, for, you know, life after retirement, or it could be like you have a savings for maybe things to do with your friends on the weekends. So let's say you have friends and they want to go to a movie or they want to go to like Kaohsiung and you need to pay money to do these events with them. So you would have a savings, which is money saved or set aside. We spell it S-A-V-I-N-G-S, savings, and it is a plural noun. Okay, here's an example sentence for savings. My savings are pretty large, but that's because I've been saving money for 20 years.
Okay, so when we retire, because we're not making money, we must rely on our savings. To rely on something is to use it, and more than that, we trust it, we need it. So, for example, I don't have a car, but my office is pretty far away from my home. So I rely on public buses and the MRT system to get to work. I really need it, and I trust it. Without it, I would be in big trouble. I'd be late to work every day. Okay, so here's a little history of 401k plans. Since 1982, many Americans have used a special investment plan, the 401k, to ensure they can support themselves after they stop working. Okay, they want to ensure that they will have a comfortable life. To ensure something is to make sure or certain that it will be how you want it to be or need it to be. So, if you've ever taken an airplane flight, you'll understand our example sentence. Following the flight attendant's instructions ensures that passengers have a chance to survive should there be an emergency. Okay, when you first get on the plane and take your seat, the flight attendants show you how to handle yourself, what to do in case there is an emergency. So paying attention to their instructions will ensure that you have a better chance of getting out of some disaster alive.
That's right. Now, we should continue. Workers who choose to participate will have money deducted from each paycheck and put directly into their 401k. Now, 401k account. Now, deduct means to, it's a verb, and it means to take away from. So, like, if your employer is deducting money from your account, it means they're taking money away from your pay.
Right, and this is important because the money that is deducted is not included as part of your salary, and that's how you get the tax benefit, which we'll actually learn a little bit more about further down in the article. So employees who sign up for a 401k, their employers will also contribute some money as well. So this is the matching that goes on. So we have the tax benefit and the matching, the money matching. Everything that you invest, your employers will invest too. Now, where does all this money go? It doesn't just go to a savings account, which is basically just a box where they stick the money to save for later. It's really invested in a smart way and kind of an aggressive way. And when I say aggressive investment, you're trying to double your money. You're trying to actually make money with this investment, not just save it.
That's right. They are invested in the funds from 401k accounts are then invested in stocks, bonds, and money markets, which is how you can aggressively pursue more money with your 401k account.
Sure. Stocks, bonds, and money markets are kind of complicated ways you can invest your money, and something we will not get into during this lesson, but you can go read about it for yourself if you're interested in investment.
That's right. Now, funds, this is available money. This is the money you have available either maybe on you at the moment or in an account. We spell it F-U-N-D-S, funds, and here's an example sentence for funds. I don't have the funds to travel to Europe this summer, so I canceled my trip. Okay, so the person did not have the money saved up or the money available to take a trip to Europe, so they had to cancel the trip.
All right, so going on in our article, a major benefit of 401ks is that the money deposited isn't taxed until it's withdrawn. So it's not totally tax-free, it's just tax deferred, which actually means that the taxes on it don't come until much later when you actually take the money out of the account. So although 401ks are a great investment vehicle, there is one thing to keep in mind. All right, so there's something very important that you need to know about 401ks, but we had this phrase, investment vehicle, which is our shortcut for you, so let's learn about that.
Shortcut for you!
Wow, are you paying your bills?
Actually, I'm looking online for a good investment vehicle for my money.
Don't leave your money in a scooter. It's not smart.
No, I'm talking about saving for the future. An investment vehicle is a stock, bond, or other asset that can help your money grow.
Now I get it. This vehicle here is not a scooter or a car. It means 工具. So investment vehicle means 投資工具.
I want to be rich, but it takes a lot of planning.
Look at this money. Should I get an investment vehicle too?
Of course. With all that cash, an investment vehicle is better than your pocket.
Okay, what do I need to do?
Come over here and we'll look at the website together. So now we know what an investment vehicle is, and actually when the article mentioned stocks, bonds, and money markets, those are kinds of investment vehicles. Now, there is one thing to keep in mind. What is that?
Okay, once money is invested in a 401k, you can't withdraw it until retirement age without paying a financial penalty. Now, a penalty is something, usually money, that you must give up if you do something illegal or not allowed. So, for example, if you litter, you know, throw garbage on the street or anywhere but the trash can, you might get a fine, a penalty that you have to pay for violating the law.
What about being late paying your bills?
Ooh, that is a good example, and in fact, it's part of our example sentence. I have to pay a $10 penalty for every week that the cell phone bill is late. So for every week that I do not pay my cell phone bill, I'm charged a $10 penalty, and that can really add up.
So if you have a 401k, you need to make sure that you actually don't need that money until your retirement, because you'll face a penalty if you take it out early. So the article recommends be sure to keep enough funds in your checking and savings account to handle necessary expenses before contributing to your 401k. Okay, so what that means is make sure you can pay for everything. You have enough money in your savings and your checking accounts before you invest in your retirement in your 401k account. Because if you run into trouble and you have to take some money out of the 401k, there will be a penalty. So be sure to manage your expenses. Now, an expense is just a cost. It's something you have to pay for. It could be your cell phone bill. It's the food you have to buy every month, gas you have to buy for your car or scooter. So these are things you need to pay for. But also we have expenses for things that are entertaining or fun. For example, the vacation was worth the expense. So you need to have fun too. You need to make sure you have enough money that you can spend and have a good time in your life, but never take money out of your 401k just to go see a movie. That is a terrible idea.
I completely agree. But let's move on. In the end, if used wisely, 401ks can help ensure that your golden years will be comfortable and prosperous. Okay, so we have a few things here that we should discuss. First, golden years. This is the years of retirement. So once you've retired, you are now in your golden years. It's supposed to be like a happy, joyful time. So it can only be a happy, joyful time if you have kind of money saved up, right? You don't want to retire and then be homeless. That would be unfortunate. And it wouldn't be golden years. It'd be like dark years,
sure.
I guess.
So you need to manage your expenses and figure out how much money to put in each of your accounts. And that's something we read about in this TOEIC lesson, is a few different kinds of accounts. So we learned about a checking account, which is for your daily spending, a savings account, which is where you might save up money to buy a car or a home, and then the 401k account, which is a retirement account that you won't, the money in that account you will not use until you retire. Now, if you figure out how to manage these accounts, you can live a prosperous life, which means rich, favorable, lucky. It just means a good, comfortable life. You know, I want to be prosperous. I want my friends to be prosperous. And I hope all of you will figure out a way to be prosperous as well. And that's what this lesson is all about, being smart with your money, saving for the future, and living a good, comfortable life.
That it is. But that's the end of our article, and we're going to go on to our wrap-up and For You chat, so please stick around.
For You chat.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Here is our For You chat question for today's article. Would you invest in a 401k if you were American? Why or why not? So, Jeffrey, if you were an American, would you invest in a 401k? Let me make it better. If you were in America, the United States right now, would you invest in a 401k?
Well, as an American, I know a little bit about 401ks already. I've learned about them, and I know the benefits, and this lesson just reminded me how beneficial they are. So, actually, I am getting at that age where I should start to think about my future a little bit more. And for me, the best thing about a 401k is the matching investment. If I can get my employer to put money in my account for my future, the same amount that I'm putting in, well, it's hard to beat that deal. So I'm going to follow Jack's advice from our dialogue and definitely go for it. As soon as I get in the right situation where I have the money to save and a company that will support me doing it, I will definitely sign up for a 401k. How about you, Chris? Are you ready to think about your future?
I am, actually. I think I've actually had discussions with my girlfriend before about retirement in the future, because in Taiwan there is no real plan, especially for foreigners, to save money for retirement. So I have thought about it, and if I return to the U.S., I definitely will sign up for a 401k. But how about you listeners out there? If you were in the United States right now, or if you were an American, would you invest in a 401k? Why or why not? And we'll see you next time.
All right. I'm Jeffrey.
And I'm Christopher.
All right. Bye-bye.
An introduction to 401ks. For most workers, retirement is a major concern. At some point, everyone becomes too old to work, and we'll need to rely on our savings to pay the bills. Since 1982, many Americans have used a special investment plan, the 401k, to ensure they can support themselves after they stop working. Workers who choose to participate will have money deducted from each paycheck and put directly in their 401k account. Their employers will also contribute some money as well. The funds in 401k accounts are then invested in stocks, bonds, and money markets. A major benefit of 401ks is that the money deposited isn't taxed until it's withdrawn. Although 401ks are a great investment vehicle, there is one thing to keep in mind. Once money is invested in a 401k, you can't withdraw it until retirement age without paying a financial penalty. So be sure you keep enough funds in your checking and savings account to handle necessary expenses before contributing to your 401k. In the end, if used wisely, 401ks can help ensure that your golden years will be comfortable and prosperous.
Vocabulary review.
Savings. I have savings in the bank because I try not to spend too much money. Ensure. We tied the boat to the dock to ensure the boat wouldn't float away. Funds. The company's funds are low, so we need to make more sales. Penalty. The bank has a penalty for people who don't pay money they owe. Expense. I added up all my expenses on my business trip, including meals. Prosperous. The country is a prosperous place with many rich people living there.